Well, remember hydroxychloroquine, Donald Trump's favoured COVID-19 therapy? Well, the World Health Organization has today resumed a trial of that drug after shutting it down last week when data was published backing concerns that the malaria drug can cause heart problems. Australian researchers will also resume their study of hydroxychloroquine after reviewing those same findings. Samantha Donovan has more.
Last week, the WHO decided to stop recruiting volunteers for its hydroxychloroquine trial after the medical journal The Lancet published a study of 96,000 people. It found the drug didn't improve the survival rates of patients in hospital with COVID-19, and those patients were more likely to develop problems with their heart rhythm. But medical experts raised concerns about the data used in the Lancet study. After reviewing those figures, the WHO has decided there's no reason its hydroxychloroquine trial shouldn't start up again. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan is the WHO's chief scientist.
As of now, there's no evidence that any drug actually reduces the mortality in patients who have COVID-19. And in fact, it's an urgent priority for all of us to do the needed studies, to do the randomized clinical trials in order to get that evidence as quickly as possible. We hope that the ongoing trials will continue till we have definitive answers, because that's what the world needs today.
In a decision unrelated to the WHO announcement, the committees overseeing the Australasian COVID-19 trial, known as ASCOT, have also decided to go ahead with the hydroxychloroquine arm of its study. Like the WHO, it had suspended patient recruitment while it reviewed the Lancet study data and findings. The trials of hydroxychloroquine in Australia and around the world are being watched by experts like Dr. Ian Musgrave, a senior lecturer in pharmacology at the University of Adelaide.
Very good that the WHO has started up again, but at the moment there is no strong evidence to suggest that we should be taking it for COVID-19.
Dr. Musgrave points to the results of another new study on hydroxychloroquine as a preventive measure that's just come out in the New England Journal of Medicine.
And now we know that in a test tube, hydroxychloroquine can prevent the virus from replicating in test tubes, and it might be better off as a preventative. However, this trial suggests that it's not going to be particularly effective, although we will need some more trials to really tease that out. We've got a big trial in Australia looking at whether or not hydroxychloroquine can prevent infection in healthcare workers who are at high risk.
Leading that trial is Professor Mark Pellegrini from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne. Unlike the WHO, his team didn't stop recruiting for their hydroxychloroquine study, and he's pleased the World Health Body has decided to start its trial up again.
Decided not to interrupt the hydroxychloroquine prevention study, primarily because our study was a prevention study, so we're using hydroxychloroquine in people who are very healthy to try and prevent them from developing COVID-19. So we were not treating sick individuals like they were in the study that was performed in The Lancet.
Given the amount of interest in hydroxychloroquine around the world, are you feeling pressure to get your study going and come up with some results?
We all have to be incredibly careful and diligent about doing these trials. And if nothing else, that's a lesson that has been taught to us from the publications that are seeming to be rushed. We want the best trial to be done under the best circumstances. And I think the setting in Australia allows us to do that, because we're not overwhelmed with COVID-19 and we've got the resources to put towards this clinical trial.
Professor Mark Pellegrini from the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute speaking with Samantha Donovan.